Last week, the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York announced it will return 19 small objects from King Tut's tomb to Egypt. The museum's research proved they were stolen. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, this is part of an increased sensitivity in the museum world towards such objects. Egyptian archaeologists hope more significant works may follow.
King Tut, the Golden Pharaoh.
This mummy has been a celebrity for almost a century. But, says Thomas Campbell, director of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, let's be real about the 19 artifacts returning to Egypt.
We have to keep these in perspective. These are not kind of golden face masks and vast sarcophagi.
So what are they?
Fragments. They're bits of wood, bits of textile, a little vase with some gunk in it.
And some cooler things, like a teeny tiny sphinx and a little bronze dog. Hardly the stuff of blockbuster exhibitions. Still, the fact that the Met voluntarily gave them back, although the museum was under no legal obligation to do so, was a triumph for the Egyptian Antiquities Department. I reached its chief on the phone in Egypt to ask about his other ambitions. Zahi Hawass is pushing hard on Berlin's Neues Museum to return its famous bust of Nefertiti. And he wants the Louvre to give back its ancient zodiac relief, taken from Egypt during Napoleon's campaign.
You'd also like to try to repatriate the Rosetta Stone from the British Museum. Do you really think that's going to happen?
Yes, I am. You will hear soon some good news. I need this unique object back. And I will fight to return them back.
Many Egyptians believe these objects are significant to their national heritage, and their presence in European museums is a monument to the days of colonialist looting and exploitation.
Anything that left illegally, it should be back to Egypt.
But legalities are difficult to pin down with objects taken 100 or 200 years ago.
My guess is that it's relatively unlikely that those will be returned.
That's Professor Patty Gerstenblith, who founded the Lawyers Committee for Cultural Heritage Preservation. But Terry Garcia has a little more confidence in Dr. Hawass's powers of persuasion. Garcia works for the National Geographic Society. He says still, objects like the Rosetta Stone come with their own sets of ethical and legal dilemmas.
The legal consequences or the claims that might be asserted against the countries or museums holding these objects is much less clear. It's very murky.
The 19 small objects getting sent back to Egypt will be on display in New York for 6 months before they go home. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
This is NPR News.